Croup.
You know, like if you put your hand up over your mouth and you get a tickle in your throat, or you...
Cough. Taken.
Okay. At the station, my answer, I
took
some yesterday and I'll
take
some more later. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone
deaf.
If he began to sweat and he started to work, by the time he finished, he would say he
perspired
or
sweated
a lot in the hot sun. And if you've been working hard, you take your wet shirt off and say, look,
sweated.
Okay. A discharging sore that comes to a head is called a what?
A rising.
Uh-huh. What's another word for that?
A boil.
When a boil comes open, the stuff that drains out is?
Pus.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a
flesh wound.
A kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out is a what?
A skinless growth? You know, a bacteria?
Well,
it's a cyst? I know that's not it. Proud flesh.
You get a little cut on your finger. What
do
you put on it to avoid infection?
You can put mercuricone, iodine, methylate, or any of the various sprays that are available. I haven't cut myself in so long. I don't know. I haven't used anything since I was a child. I always used methylate or mercuricone.
Dad.
Passed away. Deceased. I don't know if the older people used him. He died. He's gone to his... A lot of old people out here say he's gone to his final resting place.
How about any
Sports Kick the bucket.
Yeah,
but if you have any other ones. I don't know, I can't
think of anything
else.
I don't know what he died
of.
They laid him away in the
casket. Cemetery. Oh, wait.
And it's very small and on a farm, you might call it a...
The graveyard.
How about any other
ones? Churchyard. I don't know what they call them.